The following interview is conducted as part of Georgia Institute of Technology's Everyday Georgia Interview Project. Today is April 2nd, 2018. The interview is taking place at Atlanta Public Safety Headquarters. The interviewer is Allison Powell. The interviewees are Major John Quigley of the Strategy and Special Projects Division of the Atlanta Police Department. And what is your title?
Lieutenant
Jacqueline Gwynn Villo.
Villarwell,
thank you. Okay. All right. So my first question, if you all can each tell me about your education and your career experiences.
Okay. I'm a graduate of the United States Military Academy. I was in the Army for 15 years. And in 1992, I got out from Fort Benning, Georgia, and came up. The Atlanta Police was hiring for the Olympics, trying to get to 2,000 officers, and I became one of those. And so now I've been here, I'm in my 26th year. I started out just like all the officers do as a patrol officer, and moved from that into public affairs. I was working in public affairs for 10 years, made sergeant while I was there, and then went back to the zone, answered 911 calls, and supervised officers in Zone 5 in the downtown area, and then became a lieutenant and ended up working in Zone 4 as a watch commander, and spent a year and a half doing that. Then I went to the community-oriented policing section, worked with the officers in that unit, and then I was promoted to captain and came here to Strategy and Special Projects. So I've been the executive officer for Strategy and Special Projects Division for the past 3 years.
Okay.
Yes, proud to be a native Atlanta, raised in the Atlanta public school system, have a bachelor's in criminal justice, came to the Atlanta Police Department, been here for 21 years, proud to say that, started out in Zone 3 as a beat officer, came through the ranks, made detective, have a lasting career so far, and made sergeant in 2010. And so I was a sergeant in Zone 4, left there, was fortunate to land and move to the Atlanta Police Academy, served there for a couple of years, and then had the opportunity to go to the Personnel Human Resource Division. Then I was fortunate to leave there, and then was asked to come to now where I am now. Well, made lieutenant, fortunately, promoted, and went to Zone 6 there for the Zone 6 and a day watch commander, and now I'm in the Tactical Crime Analysis Unit, where we're actually I'm over the putting crime statistic data under special projects.
Okay. Can you each talk more about just kind of your role now, like go more into depth about what you do now?
Okay, in the Strategy and Special Projects Division, we have a number of different areas that we're responsible for. We oversee the Atlanta Police Leadership Institute, accreditation, staff inspections, crime analysis, where Jackie works, and capital improvements. But one of the areas that I'm most involved in is the coordination of technology acquisition. And so I end up working with the Atlanta Information Management folks, along with our officers and the Police Foundation, and try to bring in new technology that can help us for crime fighting and to be more efficient in our operations.
Okay. Well, the Crime Analysis Unit, actually foreseeing and overseeing the crime data for the City of Atlanta Police Department, making sure that all of our crime statistics are accurate, and making sure that our data is actually sorted through and filtered through to make sure that we are providing the public with the exact and accurate data as possible. Accuracy is what we come, and making sure that everyday data is clean and accurate as possible, and making sure that all of our resources are allocated properly, making sure that our officers are getting what they need in order to make sure that we're actually deterring crime, and making sure that we're moving the crime exactly where it needs to be in order to make sure that our officers are getting what they need, and make sure our commanders are actually knowing exactly where they need to place officers to help our citizens on a day-to-day basis.
Can you talk about any, like a significant person or event which influenced who you are today, either career-wise or even outside of your career?
That's a good question. Really, it was a decision that I made when I was 10 years old that helped me get into the path that I ended up being on here. When I grew up in Massachusetts. I just moved from the north side of Boston to the south side of Boston to a town called Norwood. And for my birthday, my dad asked me if I wanted to learn how to skate. And from that, I became a hockey player. And from becoming a hockey player and playing in high school on a very good team, I had the opportunity to go to the United States Military Academy. During the time I was growing up, I always had an interest in law enforcement. But I thought I was going to go into the FBI. That's something that I talked to an FBI agent in high school and was going to go to the work-study program at Northeastern University and hopefully work at the FBI office in Boston as an intern. But having the opportunity to go to the United States Military Academy, I took that path, and I ended up playing hockey there and then spending 15 years in the Army. It was when the Army downsized after the first Gulf War, when they said we had a peace dividend and we didn't need as large an army, that they paid some of us to get out. And Atlanta Police was hiring at that time for the Olympics, and it just, it worked out that, hey, it was easy for me to move from Fort Benning to Atlanta and ultimately, pursue my career in law enforcement that I thought I was going to do through the federal agencies. But, at that time, back in 1992, they were frozen in their hiring. And I just felt that for my family, staying in one location would be a more stable environment for my children, and I would be able to stay in one place. But really, I can't say so much that there was a person as much as it was a decision that I made at 10 years old that put me on a path that gave me opportunities that allowed me to go in the directions that I've been able to go.
Okay. Ask the question again for me.
Can you please describe a significant person or event which influenced who you are today?
It's not so much a significant person or event. I believe what reshaped who I am today is the fact that I grew up in Atlanta and I have a passion for my environment. I'm a product of Atlanta. And so being a product of Atlanta, I have that passion to make sure that I gave back to Atlanta, and that has shaped me and who I am. And that's why I became a law enforcement official. And I've always had the desire to go into law enforcement. And so that's who I am, and I wanted to make sure I gave back. And so I've instilled that into the officers who I have overseen throughout the course of my career, to make sure that I'm not telling them to do something that I have not done or and that I'm not passionate about, because I came from this environment, and so my family still is here. And so I say I have roots here. So please, please understand that I want you to treat the citizens of Atlanta, because I am passionate about where I grew up from. So I am Atlanta.
Thank you. Can you please describe how you initially became involved with Georgia Tech?
Initially, I got involved with Georgia Tech, and then I have twin sons, and they both went to Georgia Tech, and I'm still paying Georgia Tech. So that's how I initially became connected to Georgia Tech. But in this particular project, Sergeant Frank Rubin had reached out to Georgia Tech and asked them if they could help with a project to read reports and to be able to tell which reports were connected in some way. Mm-hmm. And being the technology coordinator in strategy and special projects, Frank, Frank or Sergeant Rubin came to me and asked for my support in trying to move this along and to coordinate and set up the meetings that took place between Atlanta Police and Georgia Tech. Okay. So in that role, you know, I've participated, you know, since nearly the beginning of the project. But, you know, I want to say that this is really a perfect partnership, you know, actually ideal partnership of the academic institution of Georgia Tech, the Police Foundation, and the Atlanta Police Department that's really, you know, brought about the success here. Of course, very talented students, brilliant students and professors to be able to, you know, come up with the algorithms that do the work on our behalf, but ultimately, you know, a great project with different agencies coming together to help each other, you know, in their interests.
I am supportive of anything that's going to help move this department forward.
Okay.
And that's going to help the citizens to bridge the gap from what we need in order to move the department forward and to help the citizens to feel safer. And so with having this collaboration with Georgia Tech, it's just pivotal with APD. And so I'm in full support, and with me onboarding and making sure that this is continuing, it's just phenomenal. And so that's my role in that, keeping it moving.
Okay. Can you talk about how this partnership with Georgia Tech will affect your work, or if it's affected your work already?
Well, what it's done, you know, Georgia Tech, obviously we realize that it's a gold mine of talent and that type of thing, but it's opened up opportunities because we've been able to meet with one professor, and that one professor, you know, is helping us with this machine learning, but she now has also offered her assistance with beat redesign. So it's possible that Georgia Tech will be involved in our examining the beats and how we should deploy the officers, and taking a look at that on behalf of City Council and the Chief of Police. I've also been in contact with another professor that works in the computer science area that is interested in doing video analytics. And so, you know, again, Georgia Tech is there and is trying to create opportunities to partner with us, and through the foundation we've been able to help each other.
Yes, and to piggyback off of that with Major Quigley, we're already in talks with that, and we've already got meetings already scheduled. We're moving forward with that, with the schedule, so we're actually moving ahead with that, so we're excited about that.
One of the other, this isn't necessarily Georgia Tech, but your students created a company called Flock Security, and they do cameras for our community. And they've actually done an awesome camera setup in an area up in Buckhead. And the cameras, you know, have analytics with it so that they can tell us what type of vehicle's gone through, what the tag is, run the tag, and there's all kinds of great things. Again, it's students that came together to create their own company that is now working with us to integrate their platform into the Video Integration Center. Because, you know, generally we use Genetec as our video management system, and now we have to get the Flock security cameras to be able to be ingested into that video management system. So, again, you know, with students that, you know, are in cutting edge technology, helping us to move forward and make our community safer, you know, basically.
Okay. Are there any other experiences or any other details that you'd like to share in regards to this program or the partnership that you have?
We're excited for Georgia Tech, and we understand that research is pivotal to the ongoing movement of law enforcement. We understand that. We embrace that, and we welcome it. And we embrace it, and we're excited that our Chief of Police and her command staff and executive staff is rallying behind such innovation that the Atlanta Police Department is moving forward with. And so we welcome the technology and the brain power that's coming behind such an organization and technology as Georgia Tech.
Okay.
I've reached out to, you know, to Chief Conley, you know, for assistance with social media monitoring, which he had a platform over there that the students were using, and trying to see whether or not some of that technology was beneficial. We worked with Georgia Tech Research Institute,
mm-hmm.
and gone out there to their facility in Marietta on their drone technology and trying to work with them. I have another idea that I want to bring to your folks there to see whether or not the students would be interested in pursuing it. And one of the idea really is to create a internet-based software that can access, you know, the different video management systems.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, right now, you have to pay money and a good amount of money to be able to integrate cameras, you know, with their software. But if somebody could come up with an internet-based software that would allow you to view video in its normal state, you know, whatever platform that may be, that would be, you know, to me, could be long-term beneficial for the income of Georgia Tech and could be helpful to law enforcement that ultimately ends up accessing, you know, a multitude of video management systems. Not everybody has the same thing. You know, people purchase their own system and put it on their private property, and ultimately, you know, you want to be able to share when you can share, you know, that type of thing, when it's in your interest. But we're delighted to have, you know, Georgia Tech in our boundary, and, you know, everything that they touch turns to gold. We can see the development along the Spring Street corridor and all the things that that Georgia Tech has done to make their campus one of the nicest campuses in the Southeast United States. So we're just delighted that you're here.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for participating in the Everyday Georgia Interview Project and sharing your story with us.
Thank you.